really unusual museums.
Looking for something interesting to do? You might want to visit one of these unusual museums.
The Pencil Museum. Opened in 1981, the Pencil Museum is located in Keswick, Cumbria, in the northwest of England. It receives over 80,000 visitors a year from all around the world. Find out how they get lead into a pencil and marvel at the world's biggest colouring pencil.
The British Lawnmower Museum. Lawnmowers are an important feature of most British gardens. Now you can find out all about them at the internationally famous British Lawnmower Museum. Exhibits include lawnmowers of the rich and famous and vintage lawnmowers.
Teapot Island. With more than 6,000 teapots on display, Teapot Island grew from the personal collection of owner Sue Blasier. In 2011, the museum was featured in the book Crap Days Out, in which the authors said, "It's awful if you don't like teapots, but it's probably all right if you do."
The Dog Collar Museum. Located in Leeds Castle, the Dog Collar Museum has a collection of over 100 dog collars. Mrs. Gertrude Hunt donated her collection of collars to the Leeds Castle Foundation in memory of her husband, John Hunt, a distinguished medievalist.
The Gnome Reserve. The Gnome Reserve has the world's largest collection of garden gnomes, with over 1,000 of them on display. Visitors are given a gnome hat and fishing rod on entering to enforce the fun. After a tour of the 4-acre reserve, you can enjoy a delicious cup of tea at the Gnome Kitchen.
Coleman's Mustard Museum. One of the most popular tourist attractions in the city of Norfolk is Coleman's Mustard Shop and Museum. Find out about the history and production of Coleman's Mustard, with many items on show, including wartime mustard tins and Art Deco mustard pots.
So many museums, so little time.